Please repeat after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This mantra that we just chanted was taught to the great King Chitraketu after he had waited a long time to have a son. When the son was born, even before the son was born, the sage told him that this child's name would be Harshashoka. At the time, the king didn't understand, what is this Harshashoka, why? But the child was murdered because the king had 10 million wives. None of the wives could give the king a son. So the sage gave a potion, and the king selected the first queen who conceived the child by means of the potion of the sage. But the other wives became jealous and envious and didn't want to be considered maidservants of the queen who had given birth. So they all conspired and gave poison to the young baby. So when the baby was dead, there was much lamenting and crying and wailing, so much so that it reached up into the heavens. The sage, his name was Angira, returned, and he came with the great sage Narada. And Narada spoke to the dead child and said, come back to life. And by Narada's mystic power, the dead child came back to life and spoke to his parents, saying, same thing we learn in Bhagavad Gita, na tvam sochitum arhasi. You do not deserve to lament. The child said to his parents, I have already taken my next birth. I was destined by my karma to be your son for a short time. And by my karma, I've already now taken my next birth. Then the child again departed and resumed its life in its next birth. The king and queen and everyone in the palace became enlightened when they heard from the dead child who came back to life and spoke. The lesson being is what we learn in Bhagavad Gita. At times like this, Bhagavad Gita becomes your very good friend. Every one of us is going to have to deal with what is described in Bhagavad Gita as the four faults. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. There are four things about material life that are suffering and its faults. Birth, death, old age, and disease. These four things we will all have to experience, and they're unwanted. So, we learn from Bhagavad Gita when Krishna is advising Arjuna, and several times this line comes, na tvam sochitam arhasi. You do not deserve to lament. Now, interesting, even Krishna, the Supreme God, he also lamented. There was an incident where he was fighting one demon. And the demon, by his mystic power, showed that he had Krishna's father, Vasudeva. And before Krishna's eyes, this demon killed Vasudeva in front of Krishna's eyes. Krishna, the Supreme God, he also became overwhelmed and started to lament and cry. So we are all going to have strong emotions when our loved one passes, like a mother or a wife or your child. That's understandable. That's human nature. So yes, you are going to lament, you're going to feel loss, but this is where Bhagavad Gita comes in. That although we are feeling so many emotions, our intelligence tells us, yes, but now we have to see things from a transcendental perspective. Yes, the body is temporary, but the soul is eternal. The person who was living in this body of Kailash Devi, that person never dies. It did not die. It is living as we speak. We pray. Why we do religious ceremonies like this? We pray for two best case scenarios. Best case scenario, we pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please take Kailash Devi and allow her entrance into your abode to be with you. My Lord, because the devotee prays humbly, the devotee says, my Lord, if that's not possible, then please let her take birth in a nice, pure devotee family. I know this Vashishta family since 1994. Vashishta family is devotee family. If she's not able to be with Krishna, then may her next birth now be in a nice devotee family like Vashishtas that she had in this life. In that way, there is no lamentation. When you love somebody, you only want the good for that person. Love is not self-seeking or self, that's not love. Selfishness or self-seeking, that's not love. Love means I want only the best for the other person. Whether it be my mate, my partner, my friend, my child, I simply want the best for this person. That's love. So you all love Kailash Devi. So you're doing a great thing. So in your prayers, and you can pray from now until you, because I'm sorry to say, our day is also coming. This is something I've personally come to grips with in the last month. My day in that situation, as we say in America, coming to a theater near you. That's also going to be me one day. I don't know who's going to do this job, but that's also me. So, am I ready? Have I settled all my accounts? Have I made amends? Have I begged forgiveness for all the offenses and sins I've made in this life to God, to my guru, and to my friends and family? I must do that. I must settle up all accounts so that I can go clean. So if you want the best for her, continue to chant, pray, and do religious activities. And if you like, you can offer all the benefits so that she, whatever the scenario is, she is going to be in the best possible situation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Would anybody from the family like to say something about mother? Good.